Thank you. We're just loading up the slides, I think. Great, thank you. Right, so to start, I thought I'd start with a bit of background before we get into the crux of things. But so we've been working on satellite-based risk assessments for almost 6 years now, and we put our product together with insurance corporations at Lloyd's of London, and risk engineers specifically. And especially taking into account the problems that insurers wanted to solve when insuring assets like dams, but also tailing storage facilities, which is really about understanding risks better and quicker than they have in the past for insurers specifically. By now, we have analyzed close to 6,000 assets. So next slide, please. That's all right. Our work quickly led us to the mining sector and specifically analyzing sort of structural components of TSFs. And that's because this type of asset class is pretty unique, it seems, as it showcases compounding problems such as there is a large and growing amount of old and deteriorating TSFs around the world. Demand for raw materials is higher than ever, and mines are being pushed to receive multiples more waste material. And the already old and brittle infrastructure may not be designed for it. Thirdly, the global average temperature has been at record highs in the past years, and the trend is continuing. So that's affecting the soil on top of which everything is built upon. And finally, there are not enough engineers in the world to meet the needs of monitoring existing and developing risks. The question is when and where these failures event will materialize, not if. We've seen already five failures this year. So INSAR is a key component of our analysis, but also, and very importantly, we also apply geology, climate, engineering practices, and finally the INSAR movement component as well. And as Aaron mentioned earlier as well, of course, you need to work with on-site engineers. So next slide, please. So in the insurance industry, the satellite-based risk analyses are, as quoted by multiple global corporations, revolutionary for them, because the tools that they use today are slow and very costly, which limits their use. We, for example, deliver fast and cost-efficient structural health audits, and they have not been able to use this type of technology before, especially when talking about TSFs. Now they are able to analyze entire portfolios that can be, for example, for a single insurer, 2,000 plus TSFs. Next slide, please. So more specifically, insurers benefit from triple efficiency through using these analyses, and they are the following. So first of all, they optimize costs, so they can focus on priority areas that need to be fixed or at least looked into. Secondly, as a result of that, loss control through identifying atypical asset behavior and deploying remediation before a failure can occur. And the third part being dynamic premium adjustments as they understand what their per asset risks may look like. Next slide, please. We also understand that the true potential for this technology, if, for example, required by regulators to be included in risk engineering practices, can be incredibly impactful because it would and could do the following. So first of all, going from right to left here, protect the TSF owner. They can pinpoint and fix areas that they need to fix if relevant or pertinent through the analysis. Secondly, and as a result of that, protect lives, the environment, and financial losses to themselves. Insurers as well as investors like pension funds who invest in mining companies, which in turn ultimately protects us as the consumers. And I think this is a very uniquely long list of stakeholders that benefit from all of this. Now, next slide, please. So we're going to take a look at a couple of visuals from Zelazny Most TSF analysis with a 2-year analysis timeline. And an area of around about 24 square kilometers. Next slide, please. So here we're looking at the entire facility with 12 marked areas for various reasons, but this is to showcase the macro level understanding of a large facility. Next slide, please. This graph shows us the movement trends, temperature, precipitation levels as well. And these are not all of the analysis tools that we use, but it's just a visual example that I wanted to bring out. Next slide, please. And finally, a couple of visuals of the site itself with the highlighted analysis findings. The aim of this is to show that and to really say that this technology evolves over time. Every year, it keeps getting better. We can't think of it as a static technology, just like phones or software updates as well. And also, from a specifically TSF management perspective, it's not a silver bullet that solves all TSF problems, right? But I think the industry will look back in history at this technology and see it being applied as a standard component in TSF risk engineering, but more than likely for other assets as well. Next slide, please. So that's concluded the visual. Next slide, please. And this is also the reason why we are announcing our collaboration with UNECE in application to TSFs. This is a sample from our collaboration description. It is our common interest to establish a cooperation aimed at satellite-based monitoring and risk profiling of TSFs to elevate safety standards, protect livelihoods, the environment, and de-risk potential large-scale disasters by identifying risks ahead of time. Now, I don't think that this has ever been done before, and I'm very grateful for UNECE and Claudia for making this happen. Insurers regularly tell us that they want satellite-based assessments to be industry standard, and now UNECE leads the way. Next slide, please. The summary of the collaboration is as follows. So first of all, UNECE will suggest about 10 TSFs for satellite-based monitoring and risk profiling. ValueSpace will then analyze these sites, and the output of that will be an assessment report, which in turn will be published on UNECE's website and promoted during UNEC events. And next slide, please. So I wanted to really conclude what we're seeing in the industry and why they're really sort of pushing us in this direction. So first of all, why the industry sees this becoming an industry standard is the following. Firstly and foremost, is the feedback we receive from operators and owners and insurers is truly excellent. The second part is it's tested and reliable results. We share our analyses with the insurer and also the owner, so we get continuous and constant feedback from on-site engineers. And the third part being return on investment, resource optimization at site, know where they need to focus, and last but not least, delivery speed. So when we're looking at these sites, they're really big, right? So 5, 10, 25 square kilometers, doing that with other methods is certainly time consuming and not. It's going to cost. And I really liked the WMO's quote earlier. Early warning is not a luxury, it is a necessity. I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you very much.